Well, if you should find yourself on the Michigan State University campus this week, brace yourself. Don't be surprised if you smack right into a zombie. That's because this week, hundreds of Michigan State students are taking part in the third annual Spartans versus Zombies game. In short, the zombie apocalypse has engulfed the Spartan nation. Shannon Missouri helped bring this humans versus zombies game to Michigan State, and she joins us now from her dorm in East Lansing. First of all, Shannon, am I talking to a human or a zombie?
Well, technically neither. I'm considered an admin, so we're kind of the neutral party, you could say. We neither support the zombies nor the humans. We're here to make sure that everyone's having a safe and fun game.
So you're like the referee.
Yes, that's a great way. Yeah, the referee and the creators and the judges.
Okay. So tell us, what's the goal of the game and how does it work?
It's just basically like if you think of a game of tag, just times 10. You're just having people with running around with Nerf guns and they're humans trying to basically, like, you know, survive the zombie apocalypse. And if you get tagged, you become a zombie. And so then you're kind of now on the flip side and you're a zombie trying to make other humans become zombies.
And how does a human repel a zombie? What weapons do the humans have to keep the zombies at bay?
Well, as you can see, if you're walking around campus, you're going to see a lot of people running around with Nerf guns. But, you know, another thing too people can use instead if you don't have a Nerf gun, we actually roll up socks. And those are considered grenades. And so if they hit a zombie, then they're stunned for 15 minutes and they can't tag anybody. And so they have to wear, because each, the humans and zombies, they're, you're able to tell who's who by armbands. If you're a human, you have to wear an orange armband around your arm 24/7 when you're outside.
Okay.
And if you're a zombie, you have to wear it around your head. And so that's just to distinguish who's on what side.
And what are you all getting out of playing this? I guess the process of just running and playing and having something besides looming finals to think about.
I would say definitely getting people outdoors. You know, despite this rainy weather, that hasn't really deterred many people from playing. In fact, a lot of people are really into it since it's been raining and pretty kind of like crazy weather. But, you know, just a lot of it too is like I've found, even as like an admin, I've met a lot of friends through this, and it's just been a great experience, like meeting people and kind of bonding over the fact that, like, with your fellow Spartans, just like doing a game and something, like, it doesn't matter like what major you are or what kind you're into, because you're all just trying to survive the apocalypse. And it definitely, as finals are coming in, definitely gives a nice like stress reliever and just a way to kind of like, if you have some extra energy to pent out. It's just something that's really fun, but definitely creating that bond, I would say, and being outdoors is like a big thing for, I guess, like our Spartans versus Zombie organization.
Well, actually, it's interesting. I'm coming up to visit my daughter at State tomorrow, so when I see people with bandanas, now I'm going to know. Arm is human, and headband is a zombie.
Yep.
Shannon Missouri is an organizer of the third annual Spartans versus Zombies game happening this week at Michigan State University. Thanks so much, Shannon.
Thank you.